Hi, I'm Steve Morgan, founder of Cybersecurity Ventures and editor-in-chief at Cybercrime Magazine. I'm here today with Hector Guillermo Martinez, president at GM SecTech. With operations in 50 countries worldwide and headquartered in San Juan, Puerto Rico, GM SecTech has over 50 years of service in the technology and security vertical. To learn more about GM SecTech, visit gmsectech.com. Also joining us is Manoj Nair, GM at Metallic.io, a Commvault venture that delivers a cloud-native data protection software as a service portfolio, enabling companies to affordably protect their cloud, SaaS, and hybrid file and application data. To learn more, visit Metallic.io. Hector, Manoj, welcome. Great to have both of you with us today.
Great to be here.
So Hector, we're friends, GM SecTech, amazing company. We've been tracking your company for years. You've been on with us before. It's great to have you back. GM SecTech and Commvault have partnered globally to jointly offer an integrated solution for ransomware readiness, backup, and data recovery as a service. Let's just start out with a 30,000-foot view on the partnership, Hector.
Right. No, absolutely. And thank you, Steve, and Cybersecurity Magazine, Cybercrime Magazine. This is something that's been really interesting over the past 2 years. As you know, we do digital forensics and incident response. Our center of gravity is information security. And we found something interesting in the last 37 or so investigations that we've done all over the world. There was a common denominator, and that was that the backup recovery, the backup disks, the backup tapes, the backup to cloud has not been working for all of these cases that we've investigated. So in the office, we threw around some ideas and saying, how can we create a prevention strategy to talk to our client base worldwide and say, backup is part of information security. And this is really where the magic of Commvault, the magic of Metallic came to be. We started conversations with the leader in the world of backup recovery, connected with Manoj, Executive Vice President and General Manager for Metallic. And we started thinking about, backup is security. Backup is such an important part. It's almost the insurance. It's the last line of defense to not paying the bad guys. So that really is the genesis of where we're going with this this alliance that we actually launched this week. So we're proud. We're pumped, Manoj, and thank you for the opportunity.
Oh, great.
So Manoj, we opened sharing with our audience a little bit about Commvault and Metallic.io. You're sort of the heart of this solution that you're offering to customers alongside GM SecTech. So tell us about the platform.
Absolutely, Steve. It's great to be here talking to your audience at Cybercrime Magazine. We're excited about this partnership, but stepping back a little bit, Commvault, as you've mentioned, 25-year-old leader in data protection in the Gartner Magic Quadrant 10 out of 10 times in the space. A couple of years ago, we went and created and launched Metallic, which is a venture of Commvault that I lead, focused on delivering data protection and all things data management as a service. Fast forward through that time frame, we are now in 30 plus countries around the world, global, and our customers really love what we are uniquely able to do, which is provide data management, protect your data. Doesn't matter if it's cloud data, SaaS data, on-prem data, all with the simplicity of a SaaS offering. And, no one could have, foreseen the pandemic. Everyone's working from home, uniquely, we're both here sitting in an office, but endpoints are everywhere. Data is now fragmented. That's Swiss cheese is what the attackers are trying to attack those holes. We are the last mile of defense, but we're also able to give our customers the peace of mind that that data is now protected in an air-gapped environment. It is being monitored with the only FedRAMP high-certified solution in the space. So a lot has been done, and our customers are really loving all the capabilities that we're able to bring to them in accelerating digital transformation and improving their security posture.
So Hector, we're not just talking about data recovery, we're talking about data recovery as part of a managed security service. And that's a big difference. Our industry is struggling through really what I'd call a severe labor epidemic. I mean, it's a big problem. We have 3.5 million unfilled positions this year, and forgetting about the exact number, companies are scrambling, they're having a hard time. How does GM SecTech and Metallic.io in this partnership help with that?
No, that's exactly right, Steve. And that's where we see this opportunity, this design partnership that we launched this week. Data Preserve powered by Metallic is really something very special because we're very proud that it is the first alliance that Commvault Metallic has done with an MSSP in the world. So that's major news for the information security industry. And that is something that provides, again, that layer of managed security services to that backup recovery strategy, right? We have the magic of Metallic, which has been designed with security in mind. But at the same time, we have four critical incident response replication centers or security operation centers, three in the United States and one in Mexico, that provide that service to ensure that the backups are being done effectively. If the backup fails, we can alert the customer. We can help the customer with ensuring that the backup is right on track. And at the same time, we're ensuring that the RTOs, the RPOs, the recovery time objective, the recovery point objective is effective and is what the customer is looking for. Because we can have a great backup strategy, but if we can't provide some level of trust to the customer that they can restore with the amount, with the window that they're looking for, that's really key. And that's where we see that we have a unique offering to the market, again, bringing these two brands, best of breed brands, to the market.
So Manoj, to build on what Hector just shared, and just to give you a little context, we have a lot of Fortune 500, Global 2000 CISOs and security leaders who are watching us today. Same for mid-market companies. For those who aren't familiar, what are the benefits of a SaaS-based air-gapped infrastructure, which really is something unique you're providing?
Absolutely, Steve. You know, as a professional who spent a lot of time in the security space, you know, having been through nation state attacks, all I see is those techniques have now been brought forward, and now every company is a target. One of the things that all bad guys, ransomware actors, like to go after the exit doors. They first go and try to shoot down the backup software that has been deployed inside your environment. So benefit number one, we're not in the customer's environment. We're in a hardened, secure control plane that, as I mentioned, 421 security controls of FedRAMP High is a good endorsement of the level of assurance we provide on the environment. So from a recovery readiness and time to recovery, which once you are in trouble, that's really what you're looking for, that provides you assurance that you're not trying to recover your backup environment and bring the software back. It's there. It's in the cloud. It's global. It's in all global data centers, and you're able to just pull your copies from there. Then the data itself is stored, hardened, air-gapped. And finally, there's a bunch of techniques we have built in, AI, ML, anomaly detection. So it goes beyond just, okay, it's backup and recovery. We are able to provide high fidelity signals that something is changing in your primary data. In fact, our customers, and we have testimonials out there from customers like the City of Sparks and others who will tell you that our software is the first one that detected that there's something going wrong in the environment. Just last week, we called in a customer and said, this user in your OneDrive has this latent malware ransomware that's about to explode. And that's the kind of capability that our customers really love. So those three things are all game changers compared to the today's state of the art that's out there.
So Manoj, you have to talk to us about the Security IQ dashboard. It's hot. It's new. Everybody's going to want to see this. So talk to us about that and the importance of early detection.
Absolutely. So, what I just said, right, that last part, what we found from our customers is we have a lot of interesting signals built in. And if we were able to make those signals available in the context of a security operation conversation, right? It's not like your health or the backup conversation anymore. It is a security posture. So for example, this is the last mile of defense. Is that last mile of defense secured? And, the access controls on that, are they okay? Do you have multi-factor authentication turned on? Just make that easy and make that really easy for somebody to fix if some configuration has changed. Have configurations changed and been alerted and alert the customer if those configurations are rapidly being changed. New users added, audit logs, this anomaly detection, files are changing. You got, you know, root being filled up very quickly, a bunch of different patterns that we detect that, you know, suggest malware or our actual scanning in the backend, alert the customer. So the Security IQ dashboard becomes the one place where that security professional in the environment can actually look at it. It's not your IT ops. And this is really the changing of the roles that is happening in this industry. Backup is no longer part of a passive compliance conversation. It's part of an active conversation. Security IQ really makes that active. And the last part I'll say in the context of this partnership, a GM SecTech, you know, data preserve customer doesn't even need to look at the Security IQ dashboard. You know, Hector and the GM SecTech team are monitoring that and resolving the security issues and feeding it into their SIM and SOC as a service, their NDR, their firewalls. So this is how this partnership, you know, uniquely extends the capability. All customers benefit. Our joint customers benefit even more.
So Hector, let's go back to the partnership, because I think our market is desperate for this. It's what CISOs and security teams are looking for. Manoj covered the technology for us. Tell us a little bit about, you know, how the two companies work together, the partnership, and then we'd also like to know exactly who is your target market, you know, sizes of companies, types of companies, geography.
Absolutely, Steve. And you know, what I would say is that when we came to the team at Commvault, and we're really proud that we have the endorsement of Manoj Nair, right, you know, senior leader at Commvault Metallic, of Sanjay Merchandani, the chief executive officer at Commvault. So we have a great relationship and social capital with the leadership at Commvault and the commitment that this is something that is important to their line of business and obviously to the security swim lane. So that is part of the underbelly, right, of this service that we're bringing to market, Data Preserve, powered by Metallic. So that's a key tenet, right? The other piece to it, which we talked about earlier, is the lack of focus around backup recovery that we've seen when these ransomware, when these extortionware attacks have happened, right? You know, whether they're tape, whether they're disk, whether they're in the cloud, there has been very little expertise to get that restored. It's not in every case, but the reality is that it is something that needs support from a security perspective. So we see backup recovery through our security lens, providing or wrapping our managed security services, our analysts, to this field, right, from a prevention perspective. Something very interesting that's happened is, and you know, we learned with the experts at Commvault and Metallic, Office 365. Office 365 was something that we were not as conversant that does not come from the box with backup. And that's the fastest growing area in the world for the backup industry. And, you know, rightly so. When we look at phishing emails, spear phishing emails, when we look at business email compromise, ransomware, again, the point of entry is typically email. So that is a very nice conversation enabler that we're having with our existing customers, with our payment security, healthcare, government customers, because it's an area that needs support. And this is where we see that this design partnership really breaks barriers, so to speak. And it sounds a little cheesy, but the reality is that this is something very special. We're pumped. Our more than 3,000 resources worldwide are super in line with that mission, with that vision. And I tell you, you know, we're here in Austin, Texas. We were invited by Manoj and Sanjay to their Austin office, even though some of us are still remote, but it's great to be at an office. So again, the relationship, and that's something that for our company is so important, is at that level where we're having these conversations of taking this to all customers, not only enterprise customers, even the SMBs, right? The SMBs that have 10 mailboxes. We need to protect everybody because, as we know, ransomware does not discriminate. It's across every single industry. So that's where we believe that we can provide impact and support with a prevention campaign across the fold.
And Steve, I'll just add to Hector's response, right? Our evidence in the last couple of years has been Metallic. Today, our customer base is evenly split. You know, it's a third in the enterprise, third mid-market, third SMB. So it appeals to, and it's real for everyone. And that's what's unique. You've got an enterprise-grade data management as a service, but that scales up and down for customers of all sizes. And in this context, I'm pretty sure the security plus Metallic also does the same.
Well, gentlemen, this is very exciting. So glad that the two of you came on with us today. I hope we'll be able to catch up with each other again soon.
Absolutely, Steve. Look forward to continuing our conversation.
Thank you, Steve. Always a pleasure.
I'm Steve Morgan. founder of Cybersecurity Ventures and editor-in-chief at Cybercrime Magazine. Joining us today was Hector Guillermo Martinez, president at GM SecTech, with operations in 50 countries worldwide and headquartered in San Juan, Puerto Rico. GM SecTech has over 50 years of service in the technology and security vertical. To learn more about GM SecTech, visit gmsectech.com. Also joining us was Manoj Nair, GM at Metallic.io, a Commvault venture that delivers a cloud-native data protection software as a service portfolio, enabling companies to affordably protect their cloud, SaaS, and hybrid file and application data. To learn more about our sponsors, visit gmsectech.com and metallic.io. You can keep up with all of our media at cybercrimemagazine.com.